This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cody Johnson on WBEE. Good morning. It is the B Morning Coffee Club. Hello, TJ.
Gotta turn my mic.
Your mic is on.
Oh, my God.
40 degrees right now. Gonna be 50 this afternoon.
And 60 this weekend.
It's going to be awesome. So no coat.
No coat. So
no
is
coat
there,
walking out the door.
Is there a threshold for no coat? Because my daughter going to school never wears a coat. It could be 10 degrees out when we had that really cold snap. No coat. Why don't you wear a coat? Because it's I don't want to carry it around. But don't you have a locker? Yeah.
And nobody they uses don't their use lockers. Their locker.
Nobody uses their lockers.
It was
lockers.
So weird because in my day, like our locker was our lives, right? Like you wanted to decorate it.
Did you,
you
go
wanted
in?
It to represent us and what we loved. And so my locker, you went to your locker between every class. Now my son doesn't either.
We used to have a day where you could go to school before school started to set up your locker.
Well, yeah.
Hope, did you have a locker? Did you actually use it?
I did have a locker. I did actually use it. And of course, I had to decorate it. And you'd get like gift wrap and like line it so it was like wallpaper.
Right.
Then you had to get like special colored shelves to put in so you could organize all your books and then get the pictures hung up.
See, I'd have to get the tiger beat and, you know, and get all the pictures of all the...
Who were the guys you had hanging in your locker?
Oh my gosh. What's the one from Growing Pains?
Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron. I had River Phoenix. I had Johnny Depp. Yeah, I had a whole locker of all of them.
Mine was all Star Wars.
Oh, I'm in my shocked face, Billy. Yes.
So we were talking about how warm it's going to be and the no coat threshold. Do you have a number where if it's over this, I don't bother with a
50.
Coat? 50.
I would say 50. I didn't wear a coat this morning. Feels awesome.
Absolutely awesome. I'm like 40s. Low 40s, no coat.
See, it totally depends on if it's spring or if it's fall. Because right now, 40 feels insane. A heat wave compared to what it's been. But then when it comes to October and it's 50, oh my God, I'm freezing. Where's my windbreaker?
Right.
But I have my seat warmers on when it's 70. So I'm just cold. Gotta stay warm.
When we were in Nashville a couple weeks back, big music festival thing, and went down. I left Rochester thinking, it's Nashville. It's going to be warm down there. I almost left my coat in the truck, and I'm so glad I didn't because it was windy and like 15 degrees the entire time I was there. I was there, it was 60 degrees the Monday
That's
after.
That's probably why.
That's the way it works in this world. 6:29, the B Morning Coffee Club. Miss TJ came in here all excited to celebrate some holiday that nobody seems to know anything about.
It is National Napping Day. Today you all have permission, because of the time change, we are all to celebrate Napping Day. Take a little nap later on
How
today.
Is today any different than any other day for you?
I don't nap every day. I can't, because I can't take a 20-minute nap. I don't know why. 20-minute naps, most people can sit down, do a 20-minute nap, feel refreshed. I take a coma. I can't nap for
How
a
long
short
was your nap
time.
On Friday?
It was 2 hours. A 2-hour nap.
I was
Crazy.
Trying to get a hold of you in the
I
afternoon.
Know.
So I ended up calling her husband, going, are you within yelling distance of your wife? Can you tap her on the shoulder for me?
Can you see if she's breathing? Hold a mirror in front of her mouth. So yes, it is napping day.
Now, that's not the holiday that I thought you were going to mention. Today is also one of my favorite holidays. Mario Day! want to know why? You want to know why? I'm so excited to tell you.
Are you
going to
tell us?
Because it's Mar-10. So it kind of spells out Mario. Like March, M-A-R, Mar-10, Mario.
Whoa.
That's a stretch.
This is the thing. You can Google it. Mario Day is March 10th.
How do you celebrate Mario Day?
Well, you got to play some Mario Kart.
Do you drive around like Mario?
I mean, I'm doing that anyways with all these potholes, right?
Exactly.
So my holiday's coming up in May. And I have somebody to celebrate with who I did not know until Scott Hetzko posted this on, I think it was TikTok that I saw, that the afternoon anchor at Wham, Karen Edwards, is a huge Star Wars fan.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
I got brethren in the industry now. I got somebody that I can hang with. So on the TikTok.
Did she say she wants to hang with you?
Well, I reached out on the TikTok and I said, you know, May the 4th is coming up.
Uh-huh.
And we could rule the universe together.
You're planning out almost 2 months in advance?
Look, it takes time to get costumes. 6:42, the B Morning Coffee Club. Good morning. The sun's going to come out here any second. We are in for a beautiful day. It isn't happening yet. I know it's still like an hour away. Why'd you guys look at me like I was crazy?
Well, because daylight savings, you know, it's an hour later. You're like, it's going to come out any second. I'm like, it looks pretty dark out there.
60 this week. You people need to lighten up. So, Hope, you were out. What were you doing this weekend? At a woman's retreat?
Yes. I was with a bunch of women, women's weekend, and one of my friends said she wants to hire a home manager. Now, she's a serial entrepreneur. She works full time. She runs two businesses, and she wants to start a third one. But she's married. She has a kid. She's like, now, I basically want to hire a wife. I want someone to come in, do the laundry, put it away, pick up my son from school.
Wow.
Pay the bills, take care of the dishes, like everything about managing her house, she just wants to outsource to somebody else.
So that she wants to walk in the door, eat and sleep.
That would be odd for the husband, wouldn't it? Well, there is a husband, yeah. Yeah, she said she's married.
So he could help with some
stuff. Right, that's what I'm saying.
He has his own stuff, and she doesn't want him to like have to worry about getting out of work to go pick up their son from preschool. She's like, I'd rather just have someone else do it.
So I've always thought that, you know, the assisted care facilities, like 55 plus, you could live in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's like you're not ready for a nursing home, but you're not really able to be on your own anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Little help. So they help with house cleaning, and maybe there's like a, you know, a kitchen you could go to, and they have food. They should have that for somebody like her. Where you could come home, and if you don't want to do laundry, you just ring the little bell and they do your laundry for you.
I would totally live somewhere like that.
Like assisted living for
everybody.
Moms and dads and everybody. Yes, that's a great idea.
Should we start this? You got any cash?
I mean, I got a couple bucks.
Nate Smith on the B Morning Coffee Club. Good morning, 6:52. Ladies, fell on my face, the worst I have ever done professionally, emceeing an event this weekend.
Ooh.
Embarrassingly bad.
Like you fell physically?
No.
Oh.
Mentally, every other way but physically. So I was emceeing the Palmyra Fire Company annual banquet.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
And I love hanging out with firemen. They're the real deal. I mean, just so much. Everybody has a good time.
Makes you feel more manly, too.
Yes, that too. So we're out at Woodcliff, and I go up to the chief, and I just was looking for an icebreaker. I'm like, you guys have any like blooper stories? Somebody do something goofy that you bust everybody's chops on? And, you know, they all kind of, three or four of them looked at each other and like, well, you know, this is a great story about 14-4. That's one of the cars that goes out, one of the officers. He was trying to rescue a dog, and he didn't have any dog treats, and he was going, oh, it's a great story. Yeah. Do that. Uh-huh. So I get up there. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Woodcliff. Hey, you know, it looks like we're in for a great night. The buffet set up, the bar set up, open bar. I know you guys are going to have a great time, but there seems to be something missing. There's apparently no dog treats for 14-4. And you know what happened?
I bet. Oh my gosh.
I'm looking around the room.
Nobody had any idea what you were talking about.
Nobody had a clue. I look over at the chief.
Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
I look at the chief. He's not even reacting. None of the guys at the table are reacting. I'm like, I lean over loud as I could be. I'm like, you guys told me that joke would kill. And that got a laugh.
Okay.
Nobody reacted. And then I was like, does anybody even know the story? And like two people were like, and I'm in a room with like 200 people.
They set you up.
That was the worst I have ever felt in front of a crowd ever in my entire life. And we're on stage a lot. Yeah. So it's not like this is the first day at the rodeo, but there is no recovering from that. There is no recovery from that.
Yeah, that hangs on you for the rest of the night.
I mean, there's got to be a worse event in 40 years that you've been doing this.
I have never felt the way I felt in that very moment.
I've cried before and couldn't stop crying. And then I felt really bad. I was
like, it was an emotional...
like. You know, remember when my daughter went off to basic training and I couldn't stop crying?
You had a rough couple of weeks.
So I really should not have hosted an event or emceed an event, but I did. And so then they were doing this touching tribute to vets. And then somebody sang the Star Spangled Banner. And then I couldn't stop crying. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'm going to get a grip. And then I did like pages and pages while I'm sobbing.
While you were sobbing?
So embarrassing.
God bless America.